Sarge was barking his head off today, but we just ignored him. He barks at everything. We should have listened.
He was trying to warn you, and if you had listened, you would still have your bike. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thank you for joining me today. I used to have a dog named Chester, and he used to bark at everything. Squirrels, cats, cars, and even the mailman, of course. I guess he was trying to warn us, but after a while, we didn't pay too much attention to him. God warns us about doing bad things in the Bible. We shouldn't ignore these warnings, but instead we should listen to and obey what God says. Like it says in the book of Psalms, His teachings warn His servants, and good things come to those who obey Him. Well, now let's listen to our story. It's called A Curious Incident, Part 1. As Ryder and Josh set plates and forks on the table for lunch, a dog started barking outside. "There Sarge goes again," said Ryder with a sigh. "He's always barking." "This bark sounds different than usual," said Mom. "Maybe one of you boys should go check it out?" "Oh, Mom, we're busy," said Josh. "Besides, Sarge barks at everything, squirrels, people, cars, you name it, he barks at it." Since Mom didn't insist, no one checked to see why Sarge was barking. When Josh and Ryder went out to ride their bikes later that afternoon, they stopped and stared at the empty garage. "Where are our bikes?" asked Josh. "I don't believe it," cried Ryder. "They're gone. Who would have the nerve to come into our garage in broad daylight and take our bikes right out from under our noses?" "After all the work we did mowing lawns to buy those bikes," said Josh. "Now this." The boys rushed into the house. "Our new bikes are gone. Someone stole them." Everyone hurried out to see for themselves. Dad returned to the house to call the police department and report the loss. When he came back outside, he stopped to pet Sarge. "Didn't we hear Sarge barking a couple hours ago?" he asked. "He was trying to warn us, and we didn't listen to him." That evening, Dad read aloud from Psalm 19. "Warnings are important," he said after he finished reading. "Today, Mom warned you boys to check on Sarge, but you didn't. Sarge was warning us about the bikes getting stolen, but we didn't listen." In this psalm, we see that God speaks through His Word, not only to teach us about who He is and how much He loves us, but also to warn us about sin. "You mean how sin separates us from God and only trusting in Jesus can free us from sin and give us eternal life?" asked Josh. Dad nodded. "Yes, the Bible definitely warns us about sin in that way. But it also warns those who already trust in Jesus about the consequences of sin and how disobeying God can mess up our lives and keep us from living the life God wants for us. Let's be sure to listen. So how about you? Do you take warnings seriously? God warns Christians about the dangers of sin in the Bible. Listen to Him and obey His commands. Is God warning you about something today? If you think He is, pray and ask Him to help you know what action to take and get advice from an adult you trust. God's warnings are one of the ways He helps you and guides you through life. Our key verse today is Psalm 19, verse 11. It says, "His teachings warn His servants, and good things come to those who obey Him." And our key thought today, pay attention to God's warnings. If you're looking for some fun new stuff to do with your family, Keys for Kids Ministries has just the book for you. It's called the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. You'll enjoy stories every day, and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. Ask Mom and Dad for help and then take them to our shop. It's at keysforkids.org. Then click on Shop to find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.